This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, UNC is launching a new platform to facilitate conversations of diverse thoughts on the Carolina campus. Sunshine Week is a national effort to encourage transparency at all levels of government. With that in mind, WCHL's Elizabeth Friend takes a look at how local governments share emails with the public.
We're living in a world where we need information quickly, and we can have that information quickly. Why not make it available?
And a group of women from North Carolina traveled to the nation's capital this week to lobby the U.S. senators from the Tar Heel State to change their views on Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage, traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team gets its NCAA tournament campaign underway tonight against the Harvard Crimson, coached by Tommy Amaker. And
so Jim Boeheim admits wrongdoing and is allowed to orchestrate his own retirement?
That's this morning at Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
47 degrees, 707 WCHL, and another mild day. Also very cloudy today. Chance of rain in the afternoon in particular. Our high today in the low 50s. Tonight, rain likely with the low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, more of the same. Cloudy, rain likely, at least in the morning. And our high tomorrow, about 55. UNC is launching a new platform to facilitate conversations of diverse thoughts on campus. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details now on this new program.
Carolina Conversations is an initiative that was announced this week by officials at Carolina, including Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Winston Crisp.
In essence, Carolina Conversations is just a series of events and initiatives designed to facilitate conversation, real honest dialogue across differences.
Crisp says that the university wants all of the students, no matter race, religion, identity, orientation, or any other difference, to feel that they are being heard and valued on campus.
What we're trying to do is acknowledge that we want this campus to be a place where all of our students, without respect to any adjective that you put in front of them, and all of our faculty and all of our staff can feel accepted, can feel respected and included.
He also says that the program will take many different shapes to provide varying venues where everyone of any different belief will have an outlet to express their opinion in a safe environment.
There will be sort of town hall-like forums that are put together that are opportunities for people to come and share their experiences with each other, to give each other the benefit of their perspectives, and just to hear about how different people view and live and perceive and experience Carolina to grow from each other.
There will also be smaller gatherings of students from different backgrounds taking part in facilitated conversation on current events. Crisp says that this is a time across our country and our community where tensions can be high, and certain portions of the population can feel that their voice is not being heard.
All of the different kinds of events that have been happening in the last year have created just a repeating pocket of, here's another instance with another and often different identity grouping or population of people hearing expressions of, we don't feel that Carolina is as welcoming to us as it can be.
He adds that this program is very much a work in progress.
To be totally honest, some of it we are figuring out as we go forward. We're planning these events and we're bringing people to the table. Okay, is this going to work? We're going to try things, and if they work, we'll keep doing them. If they don't work, we'll try something else.
Crisp says one aspect of this that he is most excited about is that he believes there is an atmosphere on campus that wants all different viewpoints to be welcome and respected. The vice chancellor says that he hopes the website will evolve into a go-to spot for information about these discussions.
One of the things that we're trying to do with the website is not just have these things isolated and happening in their small pocket, but have report out and be able to post onto the website not only all kinds of other events, but what happened at these events and what ideas surfaced so that these conversations can be shared more widely.
And that website will launch on Friday. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina Senate has selected its 8 representatives to serve in the UNC System Board of Governors. The board is made up of 32 members who are appointed by state lawmakers. Every 2 years, 16 of the 4-year terms expire, and state representatives from the House and Senate select replacements. The Senate announced its 8 selections on Wednesday afternoon. Chairman John Fenebresk has been selected for another term, as well as Vice Chair Louis Bissett. Joining them, Hiram Frank Granger and Anna Spangler Nelson were selected to serve another term on the board. Newcomers to the UNC Board of Governors are Tom Goolsbee, who served as a state senator from 2010 through 2014, O. Temple Sloan III, William Webb, who's a former U.S. Magistrate Judge, and Michael Layton Williford. 7 of the 8 people selected for terms on the UNC Board of Governors are registered Republicans, the others unaffiliated. The final 8 members of the new Board of Governors will be selected by the North Carolina House of Representatives. A group of women from North Carolina traveled to the nation's capital earlier this week to lobby the U.S. senators from the Tar Heel State to change their minds on Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. Lynch was born in Greensboro and grew up in Durham. She served as the United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York since 2010. Despite her connections to North Carolina and an almost guaranteed confirmation, Senators Richard Burr and Tom Tillis have not supported her. North Carolina NAACP Executive Director Michelle Laws, former president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, was one of the attendees hoping to persuade North Carolina senators. She says their efforts did not change the views of Burr or Tillis.
So it is a sad outcome, but we're hopeful. We know that there's still time, so we're asking all women in the state of North Carolina and beyond to continue to call Senator Burr's office and Senator Tillis's office.
North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber was not satisfied with what he heard from the senators.
The answers they gave about why are weak, bogus, deeply partisan.
That audio courtesy of ABC 11. Lynch was nominated by President Obama in November of last year to succeed current Attorney General Eric Holder, who announced that he would be stepping down from that position, which he's held since 2009. Loretta Lynch would be the first African-American female to be named U.S. Attorney General. North Carolina municipal leaders have received more positive vibes from Governor Pat McCrory than they did from General Assembly leaders on issues of importance to their towns and cities. McCrory, Senate Leader Phil Berger, and House Speaker Tim Moore spoke separately to crowds on Wednesday who came to the North Carolina League of Municipalities Lobby Day in Raleigh. McCrory and Cultural Resources Secretary Susan Klutz said they were working hard on advocating for the restoration of the historic preservation tax credit that's expired a few months ago. Berger doesn't support reviving the credit, but suggested a grant program may be created for such projects. The governor also criticized Senate decisions last week to change the makeup of the Wake County Commission and Greensboro City Council. Klutz and McCrory are former mayors. Governor Pat McCrory is unhappy with the state Senate's new economic development proposals, saying they're too expensive and fail to make clear the state has a long-term plan to recruit companies to North Carolina. The governor made the comments while addressing leaders of cities and towns meeting in Raleigh yesterday, shortly after Senate Leader Phil Berger rolled out a legislative package to counter one the House had already passed. Senate Republicans like Berger want to offer less award money to reload the Job Development Investment Grant incentive program. McCrory also says the plan divides North Carolina. Well, it certainly wouldn't be the first time that's happened. Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham would benefit less from the grant program in the Senate plan. Berger said Wednesday his plan would cost the state less than the House proposal backed by Governor McCrory. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers. Here is Nikki Moore.
Thanks, Ron. Have an accident on the right shoulder of 40 West at Old 86 in Hillsboro. So if you're going to be traveling through that area, just use a little extra caution. Not causing too much of a delay right now, but it could get a little bit worse as the traffic volume starts to pick up. Otherwise, it's looking pretty good around the area. No problems on 15501 or Highway 54 approaching I-40, and 40 eastbound is in good shape if you're heading towards RTP this morning, traveling from 86 all the way out through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now this word from Cruisers. You can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Also, a quick word for Grimble Jewelers. You can go see Berkeley Grimble today because Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by Town Hall Grill. It looks pretty cloudy all day today, and mild temperatures are starting out at 46 degrees. Cloudy skies, chance of rain in the afternoon. In particular, our high today in the low 50s. That's about it. Tonight, rain with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, more of the same. Cloudy, rain, particularly in the morning. Our high tomorrow in the middle 50s. Let me say particularly one more time. I've only said it three times. As I said, it's 46 degrees right now. And this forecast has been brought to you by your friends at Town Hall Grill. Home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. That's Town Hall Grill, Southern Village.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 717. Yesterday, we told you about a fundraiser going on to help raise money for Melody Bailey. She is the head custodian at North Chatham Elementary. After her house burned down early this month, a McDonald's in Pittsburgh that's owned by Rex Willoughby, who has two children who attend North Chatham, donated 50% of that particular McDonald's sales on Tuesday night, along with additional donations to Bailey and her family. That number totaled out to $2,165. Now, if you'd like to help Bailey, there's a GoFundMe page set up for her, and you can find that link in our story at chapelboro.com. Another news around town this morning. If you want to learn how to avoid identity theft, head to the Central Orange Senior Center on Tuesday at 11 a.m. for a program called Identity Theft and Current Scams, led by Carol Young of the North Carolina Department of Justice. She will talk about scams targeting older adults and let you know how you can avoid becoming a victim. The program is free, but registration is required by Friday. If you'd like to find out more, if you'd like to get registered, call this number, 919-245-2015. That's 919-245-2015. Also, this spring, the Orange County Department on Aging is hosting a three-part discussion series on death and dying. Part two of the series takes place this evening at 6 at the Seymour Center. It'll be a panel discussion and Q&A session on the question, how do we die? Special series will conclude on Thursday, April 2nd, with a session on mindful dying. Both discussions are free and absolutely open to everybody. Now, WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, you know it's time for NCAA basketball. And the fourth-seeded North Carolina men's basketball team gets its 2015 NCAA tournament campaign underway tonight, 7:20 in the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena. The opponent in the big dance, number 13 seed and Ivy League champ, Harvard. WCHL's Matt Oakes previews this round of 64 contest.
Expectations are always high for the Tar Heels this time of year, but what's the secret to NCAA tournament success? Roy Williams has been to 7 Final Fours and says it's a mixture of skill and mentality.
First of all, talent, which we all know, but I think the one thing we understand how significant and how important it is, and we try to be ready to play the first day. We've always tried to get our kids to understand the next game. Don't be looking down the road. And so I think we really do focus on the first opponent and keep doing that all the way through it.
So the question is, does this year's Carolina squad have the makings of a Final Four group? Coach Williams says recent developments have him optimistic.
I think two things do get me a little excited. One, I think we're getting a little healthier, which always makes it easier. And then the other thing, I think we gained something during the ACC tournament. I think we, at times, really played very, very well. Showed some toughness. Played four games in four days. And I think that we were fresh on the fourth game because we wanted to be fresh mentally. So I, I like the toughness of it, too.
But there are a couple fallibilities that could keep the Tar Heels from their ultimate quest for Indianapolis.
Well, that's been the story all year long. We've been talking about we've got to cut down on the turnovers, stop making the silly fouls, and make sure we do a much better job on the backboards. And some of the games this year, we've been great rebounding. But our silly fouls and the turnovers is what we have to improve on all the time.
Tommy Amaker's Harvard Crimson program is getting well adjusted to life in March Madness. For the fourth straight season, Harvard will represent the Ivy League in the bracket. Coach Amaker says his players are hoping to acquit themselves well against a program they have a great deal of respect for.
You know, we're healthy, we're excited, you know, we're very hopeful for our kids to embrace the moment against a program and a team that's historic and storied, and we certainly have an amazing amount of respect and admiration for UNC and their historic program and what they've done through the years. So what an opportunity for us and an amazing moment to represent, as I said, our school and our conference.
The feeling is mutual. Roy says his relationship with Coach Amaker spans back a few decades.
I really, really enjoy and like Tommy Amaker. Competed against him when he was at Duke. I was an assistant here. Talked to Tommy on the road all the time. I think he's a marvelous person. Has done a really nice job there. And our team will be focused on Harvard. We won't be looking past them.
Interestingly, Harvard leads the all-time series with Carolina 2-0, but not much stock should be placed in that head-to-head. After all, the two schools haven't met on the hardwood since 1926. One of the X factors for the Tar Heels is generally rangy athletic junior forward J.P. Tokido, who can lock in defensively and provide electrifying offensive fireworks. Tokido says attention to detail and focus will determine UNC's tournament destiny.
NCAA tournament, it's win or go home, so our level of intensity and level we play at is going to be huge for us, and it's going to be a determining factor of whether we're going to stay in the tournament and be able to play or, you know, be sent home early.
That's the big dance, equal parts tragedy and ecstasy. It's what makes it such compelling theater. The Tar Heels hope to have an extended stay on the game's grandest stage. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tommy Amaker certainly is a class act. We'll have that game for you on WCHL. Dayton became the first team in 28 years to play an NCAA tournament game at its home court, where the Flyers were 16-0 during the regular season. Dayton almost ended that perfect string last night. They fell behind by 7 with 3:43 remaining in the game before they wrapped. Then advance to the second round. Next up for Dayton is Providence on Friday in Columbus, Ohio. And Robert Morris also advanced to the second round by rallying from a 14-point second-half deficit. Robert Morris will take on top seed Duke on Friday, and that happens in Charlotte. Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim has announced he will retire in 3 years. The announcement comes in the wake of a scathing NCAA report that imposed sanctions against his program. The NCAA suspended Boeheim for the first half of the 2015-2016 Atlantic Coast Conference season and imposed other sanctions as well. The violations involved academic misconduct, extra benefits, and the university's drug testing policy. The 70-year-old Boeheim is the second winningest coach in Division I history. The school has also announced that athletic director Daryl Gross has resigned and will work in marketing. But speaking of the Boeheim situation, awful lot of things they found Syracuse guilty of doing, and a big penalty imposed, but Boeheim announcing the terms of his upcoming retirement. Archansky has more on that coming up in just a few minutes here. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Stanley Martin Homes. Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com. And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl, Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
So Jim Boeheim admits wrongdoing and is allowed to orchestrate his own retirement? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Syracuse says it will appeal the penalties handed down by the NCAA for basketball coaches writing term papers for players, how players who failed drug tests still played, and impermissible benefits to players from boosters and local YMCA coaches. And Jim Boeheim can stay for 3 more years before he retires, but the athletic director's got to go? What's wrong with that picture? People have criticized me for saying Butch Davis knew what was going on in his program, or should have known, and thus his firing was correct. No, I said he was fired because his program was going on NCAA probation, and that's the baseline at UNC. If Tar Heel basketball gets put on probation for anything that occurred during Roy Williams' tenure, he should have to go too. Yet Boeheim gets to stay 3 more years to ensure proper transition in his program. The next head coach, his assistant Mike Hopkins, was long ago designated, so it looks to me like the transition is already in place. If Syracuse wanted to say Boeheim could stay pending appeal of the NCAA penalties, that's one thing. But 3 years for proper transition? I think Boeheim's lost that right. Meanwhile, athletic director Daryl Gross is already gone. Is he more responsible than Boeheim for losing control of the basketball program? I think not. Sure, Boeheim is a Hall of Famer with 966 victories after 40 years as head coach. He's not going to get to 1,000 unless the appeal to restore the 108 wins the Orange have to vacate is also successful. But what does all this matter? Critics claim the NCAA slammed Syracuse and Boeheim because it wanted to show it still had judicial might. But these were all self-reported violations by the school, and the penalties seemed like they fit the crime. If Syracuse got this, what is UNC going to get? Well, right now there is no allegation that Carolina did anything close to the 4 major no-nos Syracuse got nailed for. And, with the possible exception of one Olympic sports program, is facing a hefty fine for lack of institutional control. Because it was the institutional leaders here who failed to monitor what was going on with aberrant classes for both athletes and non-athletes. That Syracuse will orchestrate Boeheim's retirement under far more severe circumstances is, in a word, laughable. This is our chance. See ya.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect, starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County Yard Waste Mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver. Something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground. And when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
46 degrees in Chapel Hill, 729 WCHL. All this week, I've been qualifying folks to win a special DPAC Stomp prize package. Now, this includes 2 tickets to the show, 2 excellent seats, and also a $50 gift certificate for dinner right before the show over there in the DPAC area, which is just fantastic. And we've only had 3 qualifiers for this contest, Marianne Cranford, Lillian Lee, Aud Neville, and sometime next hour I'll be drawing for the winner of the DPAC prize package. So if your name is on that list, Marion, Lillian, Claude. Then stay tuned. Your opportunity to win coming up on WCHL. Of course, you never know what we're going to give away next, so stay with us. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented this morning by Grimble Jewelers. You just heard from Berkeley a moment ago. Grimble's is always there for you. It's going to be cloudy. Chance of rain this afternoon. 46 degrees. High today in the low 50s. So it won't warm up a lot. Tonight we're looking at rainy with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow cloudy. Rain likely. Probably in the morning. And the high tomorrow about 55. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza. And that's on Elliott Road. Right next door to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Was your data compromised when Target was hacked 2 years ago? If so, you might get some money for your trouble to settle a class action lawsuit.
Target has agreed to pay $10 million. Under the terms of the proposed settlement, individual victims will be eligible to receive up to $10,000.
That's CBS's Paula Reed representing the plaintiffs in this case, attorney John Yanchunas.
It compensates individuals for damages sustained as a result of the data breach, as well as provides enhanced privacy protection to ensure that when an individual goes into a Target department store to shop, their information is going to be better protected.
CBS News legal analyst Ebony Williams.
You're talking about exposure to what could have been hundreds of millions of dollars. So for Target to only have to pay out $10 million, affected consumers being reimbursed up to $10,000. It's not a bad deal for Target.
A federal judge will review the settlement today in Minneapolis. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, temperature moving around a little bit this morning. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 50s with clouds all day and a big chance of rain in the afternoon. I'm Ron Stutz. Sunshine Week is a national effort to encourage transparency at all levels of government. And with that in mind, WCHL's Elizabeth Friend takes a look at how local governments share emails with the public.
Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich says it's time to shine some light on local government emails.
We're living in a world where we need information quickly, and we can have that information quickly. So why not make it available?
Under the North Carolina Public Records Law, emails sent to or received by government officials are considered public records. Anyone can make an information request to get a copy of those documents. But Chapel Hill and Carborough have gone one step further, putting government emails online in archives immediately accessible to anyone with a computer. Now, Rich and other commissioners are pushing for Orange County to do the same.
There's an overall feeling that let's share this information, let's have these emails available. And, you know, let's face it, there's not a large percentage of people that are going to spend their days scouring through county commissioners' emails. But if there is one specific topic that you're interested in and you want to see if that discussion has already taken place or if there's any replies to that discussion, it's a good first place to go.
Rich says the main obstacle right now is money.
I think it's just a matter of how to make it happen financially. I don't think that there's any pushback about not sharing information. I think it's just changing up the systems to allow that to happen that has to come in front of the board.
Whatever system is put into place to catalog the emails will also need to filter out confidential discussions involving personnel matters, legal issues, and property purchases. There's no set standard for how local governments should share emails online. Chapel Hill and Carborough each take a slightly different approach. Chapel Hill's archive includes letters from staff, citizens, and a flood of spam. The mayor's emails are released in batches each quarter. Carborough's emails trickle in at the rate of one or two a day, mostly in the form of comments between board members and staff. It's not clear what form an Orange County email archive could take, but Rich says it should be as inclusive as possible.
You know, in general, I would say 90% of our emails should be out there, and people should be able to see what our conversations are.
If you want to see what the conversations are in Chapel Hill and Carborough's email archives, you can find those links on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Would you like to see all of your emails made public? Just a thought. I guess if you're an elected official, you need to really watch out for that. On Wednesday afternoon at the Friday Center, Triangle Transit invited the public to give input on the proposed 17-mile light rail line extended from UNC Hospitals to East Durham. Catherine Eggleston, transportation engineer for Triangle Transit, presented possible routes for that rail line.
So the most important news that we have tonight, I guess, would be that the C1 alternative has been eliminated.
She's talking about a route that officials were considering that crosses Little Creek. The Army Corps of Engineers does not authorize building the C1 route, which would cross Army Corps' property. Three alternative routes at Little Creek are still on the table. People walked around to the open house talking to transit officials and looking at information stations, which had maps and key questions officials are considering. Five key questions: to build or not to build the light rail line. Number two, which rail route to build at Little Creek. Number three, which route to build at New Hope Creek. Number four, where to build the station at Duke VA Medical Centers. And number five, where to build the rail operations and maintenance facility. WCHL's Doug Meatback asked Patrick McDonough, a planning manager from Triangle Transit, what kinds of questions people were asking at the session. Here is McDonough on some of those big questions.
Folks are interested in how are we crossing the creeks? You know, how many acres of wetlands are impacted and what are the different types of impacts?
John Kent has been involved in a committee that advises local governments on planning for New Hope Creek, and he volunteers to monitor the creek's water quality. He came to hear about results of Triangle Transit's environmental studies. Kent feels the environmental analysis should go deeper.
Fragmenting habitat is one thing that needs to be looked at, I think, a little bit more closely.
The next public session is tonight today, starting at 4 in the afternoon, lasting until 7 tonight at the Durham Station Transportation Center. That's at 515 West Pettigrew Street in Durham. Triangle Transit says the line could start operation as early as 2025. You can find the full story and the link to a visual overhead tour of the light rail project on WCHL's website, chaplainboro.com. Orange County commissioners will hear an update on the Orange County Bus and Rail Investment Plan when the board meets tonight. The plan was approved in 2012 when voters supported a half-cent sales tax dedicated to transit. In the past fiscal year, the tax and other fees netted $7 million in revenue from Orange County. $530,000 went to bus services. $2 million went to plan a light rail line to run between Durham and Orange counties. The board will also discuss how to better engage with the county's citizen advisory committees. That meeting will start tonight at 7 o'clock at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. Chapel Hill Cumberland school board members will take public comment on the superintendent's recommended budget for next year when the board meets tonight. The $73 million local budget includes $1.6 million to provide entry-level teachers with a state-mandated 6% pay raise. All other employees will get a 2% raise. The budget also calls for the district to spend an additional $308 per student. The school board will meet tonight at Chapel Hill Town Hall. And finally, a General Assembly committee has rejected legislation proposing the North Carolina Education Lottery keep hidden from the public the names of winners of significant prizes. A House Judiciary panel voted yesterday against recommending the bill from Representative Darren Jackson of Wake County. It would have made confidential the identifying information of a winner, like name, hometown, and how much money had been won, unless the winner agreed for its release. Jackson has said people with good fortune shouldn't have to face scrutiny from neighbors or people seeking to prey upon them and their winnings. Opponents included state media associations and the lottery, which has said releasing the information reinforces credibility about the games. The committee earlier Wednesday narrowly voted down an amendment that would have kept private the information temporarily. WCHL News Time is 7:38. I'm Rod Sutz and Nikki Morris. Let's suppose for a moment that you won the lottery.
Oh, I think that way all the time. That crosses my mind almost on a daily basis. Go ahead. Let's suppose.
I do too, but then I don't go out and buy lottery tickets. So I don't know how that's going to happen. But suppose you won millions of dollars in the lottery.
Okay.
And your name is spread out all over the place. Everybody knows that you're the winner. Nikki Morris of Chapel Hill won $100 million.
Wow.
You know?
That sounds good. Say it again.
You would have everybody coming after you asking for money. Seriously.
True, but I'm kind of used to it. I have a child, you know.
Touche. Well, I mean, seriously, I mean, everybody would be asking you for money. People would be looking to rip you off.
Absolutely.
There would be a lot of really good, worthwhile charities out there who would get you on their list and try to get you to contribute to them. And, you know, I would have a hard time saying no to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But You know, everybody who thinks he might be your 16th cousin would be in touch with you.
Yeah, it's true.
It would be really difficult. And part of that, I think, is the reason that all of these lottery winners, all these people who win these jackpots, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, are like bankrupt, like 2 years later or something.
Right.
Just go through all this money.
Well, you think that you can possibly spend that much money in your lifetime, and then, wow, amazingly, you can. It's weird.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, if I were to win the lottery, I would like to, you know, take care of my kids' futures.
Sure.
Pay my bills.
Right.
And put some aside for, you know, retirement, et cetera. I would also like to help some charities, and I'd like to help some individuals who could probably use some help.
Sure. Who wouldn't want to?
I'd like to think that I would do that.
Sure.
But you know what? You would have everybody and his brother and sister coming after you for money. So,
well, what you do is you say, you know what? Here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a percentage of what this, like half of what I got. And then you say, unfortunately, there's about a million people on this list, so your percentage comes out to $1.57.
Yeah, really. Well, I'll tell you. You know, I think, you know, it would be so wonderful to win something like that.
Sure.
You know, I think, you know, everybody says, you know, money is the root of all evil, and I think that's true to a degree, but, you know, everybody says money doesn't solve all your problems, but I sure would like to try.
It would be nice to have some of my problems solved by it.
Yeah, it would be nice to give it a shot and see what happens.
Hey, you know, throw it up in the air, see what happens.
Unfortunately, however, I've never had that problem to deal with, so, you know.
No, me either. But thank you for making me think about it again.
Yeah, well,
it was so nice.
I just wanted to fantasize for a few minutes.
I took my trip to the Bahamas and back. It was fun. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I've been to the Bahamas once as well. On my honeymoon.
Yeah?
32 years ago.
Right.
We said we're going to go somewhere like that every 5 years. Never been back.
Yes, you have.
No, not to, well, I went to the Bahamas recently, you know, but I mean, it was like
I've only been there once.
31 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, 31 years in between those two, so it's crazy.
Well, you should take more care to go out and relax and do something fun.
Thank you.
Yes, you
should. Thank you for that recommendation.
Granted, I don't want you to take any time off, so you're going to have to, you know, run that by me later.
Okay. I guess I'll just have to be satisfied with knowing what's going on in the community by checking chapelboro.com.
Absolutely. And Healthiest You Challenge is still underway. A bunch of people that have gone out of their way to try to live healthier lives. And Karen Cox, one of our employees here at the station, is one of them. And she's got an article called At the Halfway Mark. So she's already halfway through the challenge, and she's having a great time. She's enjoying her team, which is what is her team? Team Durham Orange County Medical Society. It's kind of hard to say, but they're Team Orange, and her coach is Tanya Bauer, who's extremely well-versed in fitness and living a healthy lifestyle. So, and I can vouch for Karen. She is eating healthy lunches because we sit at this table in the office and have lunch and stuff. So.
And she's also making the rest of us feel bad about not eating healthy.
Well, maybe you. I try to eat healthy.
Sure you
All right.
do.
Anyway, Matt Oakes, Win or Go Home, UNC's tourney journey begins with Harvard obstacle, which I think they're going to do fine tonight. I'm not worried about it, so hopefully we're going to see them continue to go through the brackets. Because I've got them going a little further than this, so... It's all about my brackets, okay?
Yeah, it is.
Just saying. Susan Murray was out again. Art Adventures every second Saturday at the Ackland Museum. Kids 6 to 9 can join Dan Hammer and Emily Herwood for a guided view of art in the Ackland Galleries. So,
it's easy for you to say.
I know. I'm having some tongue-tied adventures here. So check out those pictures.
It's all that talk about the lottery that got you excited.
I'm very excited.
Distracted.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you.
All right. Remember, chapelboro.com, and now with instantly live streaming on an app for that. You can get it right there on your phone. And wherever you are in the world, listen to what's going on here in our community.
Yeah, you could do that in your mind or in the actual trip.
Exactly. 744. WCHL. Coming up next, we have today's commentary on the way from Mark Chilton.
During the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say, wow, and then tell us how your wow experience, so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Or lease the 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. Get your showroom at performancesubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! The Subaru Love Spring event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
The Trolley Stop is now open in Chapel Hill after serving some of the best hot dogs in North Carolina for nearly 40 years. It's time to taste the fresh, made-to-order hot dogs and toppings that have made the Trolley Stop famous on the beaches of North Carolina since 1976. With a focus on quality hot dogs at a simple price, it couldn't be any easier to choose the Trolley Stop. Check out Trolley Stop Hot Dogs on Facebook and view their menu on single platform. Now open in downtown Chapel Hill on Franklin Street. So many choices and only one stop. The Trolley Stop, Chapel Hill.
Basketball fans, North Carolina is hosting the first and second rounds of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship starting this Saturday in Carmichael Arena on the campus of UNC. Game 1 is at 11 a.m. featuring the Tar Heels and Liberty, followed by Game 2 with Ohio State and James Madison at 1:30. The winners will play in Round 2 on Monday night at 6:30. For tickets and more information, visit goheels.com/tickets today. Good morning, 746 at WCHL. We have 48 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mark Chilton. In 1994, the town of Carrboro was the first governmental body in Dixie to sanction domestic partnership registration. It literally made us the laughing stock of North Carolina. People said it was silly. People said it was a waste of time. People said that no one would ever care. People said it would never make any difference. But the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and later the Chapel Hill Town Council joined with first dozens, then hundreds, and now thousands of governments across our country to call upon America to recognize the validity of same-sex relationships. And while the recent Supreme Court decision is by no means the end of this struggle, it nevertheless shows that when it comes to justice, we can start at Town Hall and wind up at the Supreme Court. When Carrboro speaks out on immigration reform, the Patriot Act, or gay rights, don't be the cynic who says that no one cares what our little town thinks. Be the person who remembers Margaret Mead's beautiful words, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." This is Mark Chilton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
During the month of March, you only have one job to do. Get in front of the TV to cheer on your favorite team, or at least just the ones that will keep your bracket alive. Don't let yourself go hungry this basketball season. Order Wings Over Chapel Hill, with 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries. Wings Over Chapel Hill goes perfectly with basketball. Wings is open 7 days a week with free delivery that runs later than the last game's final buzzer. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com. It's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County Yard Waste Mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Class Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Here once again is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. An accident still clearing on the right shoulder of 40 West at Old 86 in Hillsboro. Not causing too much of a problem. Just use a little extra caution. Fordham Boulevard crowded both directions as you approach Manning Drive. 54 also heavily traveled between Hunting Ridge and 40. 40 eastbound starting to fill up in segments if you're heading towards RTP from 54 to 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You know, we say this all the time, but Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Villas Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. Your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 48 degrees, cloudy, chance of rain this afternoon, or high today in the low 50s. Tonight, rain with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, rainy, probably in the morning, and the high tomorrow about 55 degrees. And this forecast has been brought to you by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created right here in Chapel Hill by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet. Thank you. Gourmet cuisine is what he was trying to say. Well, it is one of those days, folks. Time now for Wayne's Word of the Day on WCHL. Hey, what's the word? Say the word, you'll be free. Wayne is about to tell us. Say the word, be like me. Morning, Dr. Pond.
Hey there, guys. I got a dandy for you this morning here. Here is a small word that I know you have heard. Fascinating history that I will share with you over the next 4 hours. Let's get our dictionaries out, shall we?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, we're ready. We're excited.
All right. The word of the day is, Nikki, Ron, the word of the day is amok. Amok. A-M-O-K. A-M.
I love that word.
You do?
Yes, I do. I use it all the time.
Tell us why.
Because... Actually, it was in a movie I heard somebody use the term amok, and he used it to describe a piece of cheesecake, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
Something amok with this cheesecake.
Well, I've always thought it was like you're saying somebody's running amok, you know?
That's right. That's right. There you go.
That's what I...
All right. Whether it's behavior or cheesecake, don't matter to me. We're gonna use it nonetheless. It turns out that, according to the wordsmith, amok is a Malaysian term that describes a psychiatric disorder. I bet you didn't bargain on that for the word of the day.
Never heard of that.
And the way we use it in modern American English, it's sort of softened over the years. Originally, this is a word that meant a murderous, frenzied state. And now it's come down to mean sort of undisciplined, uncontrolled, all over the map, you know, like Ron Stutz's radio show.
Wayne gone wild.
There you go. Ooh. that was the title of a popular teen movie back in Albuquerque, you know, when I was growing up. Yeah.
All right. Amok.
He's not buying that, is he? No. All right. A-M-O-K. There is your word of the day. Amok. It is an adverb, by the way. Begins its life as a Malaysian medical term, or borrowed from Malaysian medical terminology, and for us it has come to mean it's moved all the way from a murderous frenzy to undisciplined, uncontrolled, or even faulty. So,
how about I'm a wild and crazy guy from Saturday Night Live?
You are an amok and wild crazy guy.
That's right. Wild and crazy guy is running amok.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of mucking around with this, so I will talk to you in the morning. But...
All right, folks.
All right, you all take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Say the word. Wayne Pond's word of the day. Say the word. Be like me. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you go to all that, then I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 754. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Frank is walking down the beach one day when he happens upon a lamp in the sand. He picks up the lamp, rubs off the sand, and lo and behold, a genie appears and says, "For releasing me from the lamp, you are awarded 3 wishes. Frank thinks for a moment and says, "You know, genie, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, but I'm extremely afraid to fly. Can you build me a bridge from California to Hawaii so I can just drive there?" Genie ponders this and says, "Are you sure this is your wish? I mean, it's the Pacific Ocean. It'd be, like, really incredibly difficult to build a bridge that long with the water being as deep as it is."
Yeah.
So Frank says, "Well, okay. I've been married for a long time, and I'd really like to finally be able to understand my wife." To which the genie replies, "Is that a 2-lane bridge or 4?
It's important to recognize the things that you can and cannot do.
Right.
It's just too much of a challenge. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
7:55 at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Michael Yarborough is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, and congratulations, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Michael, I understand that you have been working with Chatham County Animal Services for a long time, and you received, just a few months ago, a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's correct. I've been dealing with it over 21 years. I'm not sure exact time, but 21 plus years.
How did you first get into this business?
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. I used to work at the EMS, and the person with me was the health director at that time, and we were talking about it, and I thought they'd be interested to do. So about a year later, I received a phone call from him, asked me, would I help out? And at that point, I accepted and did so.
Well, now you have been described as a community staple for providing education and information to the Chatham County community, and that you've dedicated your career to the welfare of animals and safety of the public. And I guess when you have that kind of mindset, it works really well whether you're dealing with people or animals.
Well, I have to try my best. Love dealing with people and definitely love animals. And, you know, in this, through the years, I've been able to do a lot of education, because a lot of folk, well, back when I started, the way they treat an animal is just not what you would consider the best way of doing so. So a lot of what I'm doing is education.
Have you always loved animals, even when you were a kid?
Pretty much so. I can remember a dog we called Blackie, and I just loved it to death. And after that, from that on.
The main thing is that the Chatham County Public Health Department says that you always do your job with a smile, you always have kind words for everybody, and you're just such a nice person. That's why they wanted to honor you.
I try my best. I thank you.
Well, Michael, what do you do when you're not at work?
Well, to be honest with you, when you're in animal control, you're just about working all the time, whether it be at home or out on the street shopping, or even in church. So, but, you know, they got grandchildren, and, you know, try to deal with them some. And I love fishing also whenever I get a chance to do so.
Fantastic. Well, I guess you're always on call.
Pretty much.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for talking with me, and congratulations. You're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Thank you very much.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living here. One of these is Connie Eby, Cedars member since 2011. Here's what she had to say.
There are lots of reasons why we came to the Cedars, but we keep discovering more things that we love. The members here are terrific. They're diverse, well-educated, well-traveled, inclusive, supportive. Since moving in, we've never looked back. It was serendipity that we came here.
Thanks, Connie. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk in Tar Heels Station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
All right, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, cloudy all day, chance of rain in the afternoon. High today in the low 50s, so it's not going to change much. Tonight, rain with a low in the upper 30s, and then tomorrow, cloudy, rain probably in the morning. By tomorrow, about 55. It's 8 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL.